the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Donkey of the Day with Charlamagne the God. Yes. I don't know why y'all keep letting him get y'all elected.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Monday, October 7th goes to Judge John S. Kastronakis. Kastronakis. I think I pronounced that right.
Oh, boy.
He is a judge in this city called West Palm Beach. West Palm Beach is a city in this state called Florida. You know, when I'm outside, people come up to me and tell me to be easy on Florida. They say to me, Florida folks, not that crazy. But there's nothing you all can do to prove that to me, because we have eyes. We have ears. We can read. We see and hear everything that comes out of the Sunshine State. And every day there's a story that proves the craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. There is no debate here. And today we have yet another story that proves this point. Now, there's a young 21-year-old man out there named DeAndre Somerville. Drop one of Clues Bombs for DeAndre Somerville, man. Okay, he got called to do something that we all hate to be called to do, and that's jury duty. When the last time you had jury duty, Envy?
I keep getting disqualified for jury duty because of my past.
Me too.
Ask Angela Yee.
What about you?
Me too. Me too.
Because of your past?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's a damn lie.
Now, I don't know what they're speaking about. When I speak about my past, I wish I didn't have any felonies. I really do. When I was young, filling out job applications, I used to hate when I got to that part, because I for sure thought those felonies would keep me from getting hired certain places, and I'm sure it did. But I never focused on the nods because I was too busy getting yeses, and I was happy about that. But having felonies is still not a good feeling. But the one time those felonies came in handy was when I got called for jury duty back in the day. Okay, I've only been called once, thank God. But I was in the courtroom, and they asked the question, does anyone in here have felonies or something to that effect? And I threw my hand in the air quicker than Tekashi 69 says he did it. All right? Then the judge asked you to approach the bench, and he asked me what my felonies were, and I said loudly and proudly, assault and battery with attempt to kill, pointing and presenting a firearm, and distribution of marijuana. I was dismissed. Okay? What were yours, Envy?
Mine was reduced to petty larceny.
Reduced? That's what you told the judge?
Yes.
Okay. DeAndre Somerville didn't have the felonies that we have. And in fact, he had a completely clean record. So he had no felonies to use to get out of jury duty. See, he had another excuse. Not really an excuse, because these things happen, but DeAndre did indeed miss jury duty. Now, what happens to the people when they miss jury duty? I have never thought about it, okay? Never heard of anyone missing it.
I have.
All I've heard is people not wanting to go. Mm-hmm. Okay, but it's understandable that things happen. People get sick, people get in accidents. In the case of DeAndre, he overslept. Okay, some people can't leave their job, so they would rather, you know, go to work than they rather skip jury duty and make sure they go to work, so they keep their job. So I don't see the issue. Well, Judge John S. Kastronakis from Florida clearly didn't like the fact that DeAndre overslept and missed jury duty. So how did he respond? Let's go to ABC News. Good morning, America, for the report, please.
A man who overslept when he was supposed to be serving jury duty paid for it with a jail sentence.
DeAndre Somerville asked that judge to reconsider his sentence after spending 10 days behind bars for missing that day of jury duty. Now, DeAndre says jury duty was the first time he ever set foot in a courthouse.
21-year-old DeAndre Somerville was sworn in as a juror for a civil case in August. He was scheduled to appear the next morning, but says he missed his alarm and overslept. Rather than heading to the courthouse or alerting the bailiff, Somerville went to work, not knowing there would be major repercussions. The presiding judge, John Kastronakis, said Somerville's absence delayed the trial by 45 minutes. The judge originally sentenced Somerville to 10 days behind bars, 1 year of probation, 150 hours of community service, and a $223 fine.
Come on,
but Judge Kastronakis is now reducing the probation to 3 months.
And the judge called this a classic example of good people making bad mistakes. He's now considering expunging the contempt of court charge from Somerville's record. One of the conditions for that, Somerville will now have to give speeches to potential jurors about the importance of jury duty.
All of that because a 21-year-old man with no criminal record overslept for jury duty. 10 days in jail, 150 hours of community service. Originally a year of probation, reduced to 3 months, and you have to show up every week to give a 10-minute discussion about the importance of jury duty. What is that discussion going to be like? You should show up to jury duty so they don't lock your black ass up. Okay, now Judge John S. Kastronakis was asked why such a harsh sentence. You know, would you like to hear what he said when asked why did he give DeAndre such a harsh sentence? Listen.
Mr. Somerville was the only African-American on our jury and represented a very important cross-section of our community.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but DeAndre's race shouldn't factor into this case, because when it comes to being a juror, no bias is allowed, right?
Like correct.
Gender, race, religion, sexuality, none of those things are supposed to factor in when you are a juror, right?
That's a terrible reason.
Like, you have to be objective, I thought, and listen to the facts of the case to come to a decision. Correct me if I'm wrong. A lot of people that listen to The Breakfast Club are in the law. Y'all know I'm not the highest grade of weed in the dispensary, but I would think a juror's race shouldn't matter. The only time a juror's race matters is when the juror is black and the judge looks at black people with disgust, okay, in a very poor light. I'm not going to go so far as to say the judge is a racist, but I think if we asked Judge John S. why he gave DeAndre a harsh sentence, he could have just responded with this.
Mr. Somerville was the only African American.
That's it. I threw the book at him because he was the only African American there. There's no other reason. Okay, well, the only other reason is that, you know, he's from Florida. Please let Chelsea Handler give Judge John S. Castronakis the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. That is way too much Dan mayonnaise.
Am I missing something here?
Nope.
10 days in jail, a year of probation, 150 hours of community service. Is that not a little too harsh?
That's completely biased and really harsh.
And even the judge saying, because he was the only African American on the jury, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong about jury duty. I thought jurors had to be like objective. Like,
Donkey Today is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull. Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.